One of the healthiest counties in the Midwest is also the least insured. About 40% of the people in Holmes County, Ohio, do not have health insurance, according to county estimates. Side Effects Public Media's Paige Flager reports on why that is.
Holmes County is a patchwork of farmland, midway between Cleveland and Columbus. Modest houses perch on sloping hills, and laundry hangs from the clotheslines, flapping in the wind. And around nearly every bend in the road are horses and buggies. Some are driven by farmers in straw hats, others by women with their hair covered in bonnets, babies on their laps. The Midwest is home to some of the nation's largest Amish communities, and Holmes County is one of them. It's projected to become the first county that is majority Amish, and the Amish don't participate in the U.S. health insurance system, not even Medicare or Medicaid. Instead, church members each contribute $90 to $110 a month to an aid fund. Dan Yoder is Amish, and he's in charge of using that fund to pay the community's bills.
Insurance is more for your own benefit. The aid plan is when all the church members get together and they try to help out everybody else.
Yoder even negotiates with health providers the way an insurance company would to get lower prices for medical care. Often, he can get discounts because the community pays bills immediately.
Our health providers will never have a bill that is more than 10 days old versus when the insurance company works with health providers on health care. You're talking about 8 months to a year before the providers get payments.
Despite the lack of traditional insurance, the Amish tend to be healthier than their non-Amish neighbors, according to county data. Michael Durr is the head of the local health department and says part of that health disparity is due to the Amish community's lifestyle.
Holmes County is very proud of the fact that we're number one in the state for our environmental factors. That's because we're using a lot of alternate means of transportation. So we see a lot of bicycles, we see a lot of horse and buggy.
Durr says those modes of transportation can help with a more active lifestyle and contribute less to pollution, but it can also make it difficult for the Amish to reach the health care they need. More than half the population of Holmes goes elsewhere for care because the rural county doesn't have the providers.
To bring in the different providers that would take that full gamut of Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance, self-pay, it's really hard to attract those physicians into our community.
There's only one hospital in Holmes County, and it accepts all forms of insurance, including the Amish Fund. There are also nearby Amish-dedicated clinics, like the New Leaf Center. Every year, church members are asked to donate $30 to the clinic. New Leaf specializes in treating children with genetic diseases, like cystic fibrosis or Down syndrome, that are more frequent in the Amish community because of its relatively small genetic pool. Ethan Scott is a pediatrician at the clinic.
There's very few rooms that I walk out of that we haven't had some discussion about what the cost and what the estimated bill to the family and the church is going to be. So you have to be willing to be very transparent. And that is a huge contrast to most healthcare systems.
Scott says that transparency is a positive part of the Amish system. But he says patients can struggle with the fact that money for their healthcare is coming out of their neighbor's pocket.
We do see families really grapple with the burden that they're going to potentially be to their community at large. So it's pretty rare that we'll sit down with the family here the first time and lay out treatment options and that they will consent the first time. They'll usually tell us that they need to go speak with their grandparents, maybe bishops with at their church.
He says in many cases, the church fund will raise money for expensive procedures. But in others, the group decides that the possible benefits for one patient aren't worth the cost to the whole community. In those cases, that person goes without care. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Paige Flager.